Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Have you thought of any other names for your baby, Ben? Have you and Sonya been thinking of names?
Yeah, we think about names all the time. I think we have the girl's name. If it's a girl, I think we have that name picked out, but we haven't really thought of boy names.
Is that like a game that you guys kind of play now? Sort of just, I don't know. Like, do you suggest stuff around the house? Are you thinking about it a lot, like when you're at work?
Not as much as you would think. Like, I thought for sure once I knew I had a kid on the way, that would be something that I would occupy my time with, but honestly, like, I don't ever think of names ever. The only reason why I think that we have the girl's name is because it's kind of something specific that reminds us both of something about when we first started dating, so even that wasn't like we sat down and thought about it.
You're going to name your daughter Fistfuck?
I was going to say, me and Chris could try to guess what it is based on that little tidbit of information that you gave us.
The middle name would be Fistfuck.
You said first date, right?
So, hang on, though.
If it was named after the first date, then the baby's name would be Whiskey Dick. And I don't want to go into that story.
So,
Actually, that's not even an accurate statement on my part. For me to insinuate that we had sexual intercourse on the first date is highly inaccurate.
No one cares. Whatever.
Because I don't even think we kissed until after about 6 weeks of dating.
You don't have to try to protect your bride's honor. She's pregnant. We know you've done it at some point.
Yeah, but it was just funny how the beginning worked out because it was like we were like junior high for some reason.
So actually, if you're naming your daughter after your first date, a good name might be Tube Sock.
Tube Sock Shields. So, should we try to guess the name? Because we know it has something to do with them dating, Chris. So,
oh, wait. I know that Ben has like a framed picture of all these movie tickets.
Did you know that big frame thing that I made her? I gave that to her right before our wedding.
We should explain what that is real quick. Ben made a... Fuck, this is boring. Ben made a big thing of...
The female listeners will find this story interesting and cute.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it's like a giant ass... Well, what I did is I basically saved every movie ticket from every movie we ever went to. Like, my ticket and her ticket. All the Sharks games we went to, Giants games, State Fair, Disneyland. Like, all the ticket stubs of anything that we ever did. And then I went to, like, a Michael's craft store or whatever and bought a big ass frame, and I just laid out every ticket from every ticketed event that we attended while dating, and I just stuck it on a big ass board and dumped glue all over it and I framed it.
That's awesome.
I think that our female listeners will find that interesting, and we keep giving out our phone number, and I want to actually put out a call to all our female listeners to call the number that we give out in the middle of the show. Because I got a little bit of hate mail saying from a girl saying no self-respecting girl would listen to this show or like this show, and that no girls are listening to this show.
For real, you got an email about that?
Yeah, and I want to put out a call to all our female listeners to call in and leave a voicemail so I can play all these voicemails on the air. I don't think this girl, maybe she still will listen again. I hope she will, but I just want to play it to prove it. So. The number, I don't even know the number. It's 7 Shoddy Now. SHODDYNOW.
774-633-9669.
So, I know tons of girls that listen to this show.
I know, but I just want to prove it. I want to have people call into that number and leave a message and tell the girl to go fuck herself or something. And also prove that you're self-respecting somehow in the message.
Yeah.
Is that before or after you tell that other girl to go fuck herself?
I'll leave you that up to the female listeners.
I don't think we're disrespectful to women. And I think this dumbass bitch who doesn't like us needs to spend less time complaining about podcasts and more time fucking washing dishes.
Learning how to please a man orally and not by her talking is what I mean.
And also, women don't belong in the workplace.
Oh, and men are naturally smarter. So anyway, back to names, I guess. I found something.
Wait, can you give the first name of the stupid cunt that left that email?
I don't want to. I want to.
Because I just want to make sure that I don't name my baby girl that, if that's what indeed I have.
We can talk off air. I don't want to give her that.
Well, I have bad news, Ben. Her name was Fistfuck.
I don't want to give her that satisfaction.
Yeah. Good call. Danny's good at not giving women satisfaction.
It's my specialty. Well, let's play. Me and Chris actually have a baby book, baby name book right here that we're going to play some games with, I guess, right?
Well, not exactly. This is a book about economics. Well, it's there's an article in here about the top boy names and the top girl names that represent the parents' income level. And it's kind of interesting. There was some study done where they list, like I said, the top low-income girl names, low-income boy names, and then they break it down by race. And this is obviously not the baby's income. It's their parents' income that we're figuring out. And some of these will make sense when you hear the name. You can just predict that their parents are dumb or low income. That's the code word. And others, you can tell that their parents are probably scientists or something.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? Are you going to read the names? Well, we never figure anything out before we go on the air.
Well, I thought maybe you guys might want to try to guess what they are. I could tell you the category. Do you want to...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just tell us the category.
These are like top 20. Since Ben's thinking about girl names, let's do the top... Hang on a second. Oh, they're also broke down by decade also.
Broken down, I think, by the way.
And
what did he say?
They're also broke down by, well, by decades.
Let's see if my name's on the low income.
I know. I was gonna say. Chris, you sounded kind of low income there for a second.
Well, I was a low income baby.
All right.
Okay, here's a good one. This is the top 20 white girl names that best signify low education parents.
Okay. So we're going to try to guess. We're going to try to guess the top 20 names of females
that are white,
and by having this name, their
parents are stupid
/ low income. All right,
low education.
All right, Misty has to be on that list.
You nailed it. Misty is number 3 of 20.
That is all right.
Ben, you want to guess?
I'm going to say Tanya.
Stop it.
Good guess. Tanya's number 17.
Were you just trying to be mean to Tanya?
No, I mean, I just think of Tanya as like a Midwestern name.
No, okay. That
and is he lying? Were her parents doctors?
No.
All right.
But she's not white either.
She's white enough.
She's Mexican and Japanese.
Well, she looks white.
But she's not the only Tanya I've ever known.
You're right. I'm going to guess what. Mariah.
Good guess. No, I'm surprised it's not on.
Is this names within like the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's recent.
Yeah, this is recent. And also, let me give you a hint. Some of the names are listed more than once with different incorrect spellings.
I'm going to guess. No, because you...
It's my turn.
All right.
I'm going to guess Crystal.
Oh, that is definitely on there.
Very good guess. It is on there. It's number 18.
Man, I'm blanking here. Hang on.
I'll give you some hints, okay? Think of... Low education people are more likely to be religious because they're more likely to be stupid.
Mary.
In a general sort of sense.
Oh, okay. I got you. Mary of Magdalene.
Mary's not on there.
Jesus.
Mary of Magdalene also is funny. Mary of Magdalene. It's not Nazareth. Okay, Ben. Danny's had like 3 guesses. Go ahead.
How about Tony with an I?
No.
Damn it.
There's a lot of E names. E at the end of a lot of these.
Here's one that ends with a Y. How about Brittany?
Oh, God damn it. I know that's on there.
Brittany's number 13. Yeah, stupid people put E at the end of their kids' names.
Stephanie is
that's
on there.
That's very highly...
Stephanie is definitely on there just because it's scientific. Common enough.
Stephanie, no.
What?
How about Kelly?
Kelly, no. These are great guesses.
We got to think of strippers more.
Go even stupider. If you can. Think spiritual.
Elizabeth.
E.
No. I think Elizabeth's actually on the high education list.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't seem like a very good guess.
Imagine what a stupid person might name their kid to make their kid sound prestigious or spiritual.
Faith.
Damn, that's a great guess, but it's not on here. But you're on the right track.
Faithy. I knew it was going to hit an E joke eventually.
Okay, can I give you one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, number 14, Mercedes.
Damn it.
But that seems too black to me. Should we just go even, because I guess in the Midwest, they get
Mercedes. Nailed. Yeah, think of the South. Yeah.
How about Aquanet?
Was that a superhero?
I think that was a Chris Rock joke, wasn't it?
I'll give you another one. Number 12 is Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. I know some of these. I just can't pull them up right now.
This one's also a
popular. Destiny is definitely on there.
Destiny is number 4.
All right. Misty, Destiny.
Okay, there's only actually one name that's mentioned more than once. I'll give it to you.
No, don't give it to us. Are we going to get it?
It's mentioned 3 times. You could get it.
Give us a hint. Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Away.
This one is a fine girl.
Oh, don't tell me. Were you referencing that song?
Yeah.
Fuck, what was the name? I know the song. Isn't it just like a one syllable name?
No.
Two syllable name?
Yes.
Thanks for narrowing it down.
Fuck. Give me another hint.
It ends in E.
We already knew that.
It's a drink.
But the song goes, says the name, and it says, "You're a fine girl."
Yeah.
Fuck! How do I know that, but not the name?
Sailors think this.
Brandy!
Yeah.
Damn it.
Brandy. That's on there 3 times?
Yeah. Brandy with a Y, Brandy with an I, Brandy with an IE.
That is a stupid name.
Yeah,
there's stupid. Never been a smart Brandy in the whole fucking
You're
world.
Right, there hasn't. I defy a smart Brandy to call in.
Yeah. By the way, that's the name of the person who emailed us.
Okay, cool. I want you to get the top 2.
Tell us a letter of the number 1.
I'm just going to say the top 2 are both spiritual names. In a general spiritual sense, not like a specific name
and
from the
faith
Bible.
Faith isn't on there.
They're not.
How
like,
is faith not on there?
Faith is exactly the right idea for both of these names. They're not like proper names. They're just
grace.
No, but you're on the right track. Think dumber. Smart people don't know grace. I mean, yeah. Dumb people don't know grace.
Hope.
No.
Hope floats. Noel.
No, actually, there's an L in one of them. There is an L.
God, I feel like producer Brian's in there.
They're both nouns.
I feel like the more obvious it is.
Fuck, I'm sick of this fucking game. I would
hate. God damn it, I'll tell you. Angel and Heaven.
What? Those are not names.
I said they're not names.
Angel and Heaven?
I've known angels.
I thought those were Mexican guys, though.
Ben says
he talks to angels.
I've known
he
angels.
He swears he talks to angels.
Do they call you out by your name? All right. I'll give them all to you. Brandy, Crystal, Tanya, Ashley, Tiffany, Mercedes, Brittany, Cheyenne, Jasmine, Cindy, Destiny, Brandy, Bobby, Tabitha, Brenda, Destiny, Misty, Heaven, Angel.
Well, that wasn't too bad. Short and quick, we got him.
Brandy with a braided chain made of
Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at facebook.com. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or give them a ring, 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
How about instead of low-income girls, we do high-income guys?
Okay.
No, that's not going to be funny.
I could do the top 20 blackest boy names.
Yes, there we go. Top 20 blackest boy names.
But you're going to have a hard time with this list.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Top 20 blackest black names?
Guy names.
Blackest boy names? Blackest black.
So these are the names that are the most popular among the black community, but are not at all popular among the white community. All
right, I got my first guess. Darnell.
These are the top names that are most likely to only be a black name.
That's Darnell.
Darnell. Yes, number 4.
Boom!
How about Jerome?
No Jerome.
Bullshit.
What about Daryl?
No Daryl.
What about Tyrone?
Oh, wait a minute. No, there is Daryl, number 20.
Thank you very much.
What?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There's no Jerome, but there's a Daryl.
Yeah. Strawberry. What was your last one, Ben?
Tyrone.
Tyrone is number 8.
Taiwan.
No, this is an Asian names.
That's an Asian country.
I know Taiwan's.
There's no Taiwan on the list.
Okay.
How about Dwight?
That's good. I like that. That's strong.
No Dwight.
What about Latrell?
De Black, maybe.
I made that joke to a black guy once.
Did he like it?
Because he was always a dick to me constantly. And I said, why isn't your name De Black? And then he just kind of looked at me with his lips all pouty.
I wonder if he gets that a lot.
I'm glad that sentence ended in pouty.
What'd you think it was going to end in?
It'll have ended a lot worse.
What was your last guess, Danny?
I don't remember what it was.
How about Tyreek?
Ooh, that's good.
You're really close to a couple names here.
But Tyree.
Or Tyreek.
Tyree.
Nope.
Terrell.
Yes, number 5, Terrell.
Terrell.
You don't get to just keep guessing. Ben, go ahead.
How about Corey? No, I take that back. How about Keith?
No, Keith.
You're just embarrassing yourself.
Oh, shut up.
All right, Danny.
How about Kyle?
How about Trevor?
Chad.
I'll give you a hint. One of them was an X-Man.
Wolverine.
Fuck. You mean the only X-Man I know.
No, it was Cyclops.
Larry.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No. There's too many white Larrys.
I guess, but it seems like there's an awful lot of black Larrys.
There's more white people in the world. Oh, more so in the country. Anyway.
Ngaka boy.
Okay, one of these guys drove OJ in the white Bronco.
Kato Kaelin.
Al.
Oh. No. Who am I thinking of?
Al Cowlings.
Who the hell am I thinking of? I don't know what this guy did.
What was the name that you were... Name the name that... Because now I want to know what you were thinking of.
Reginald.
You're thinking of Reginald Denny. He was the white guy who got beat up.
Beat up
in
by...
In the LA riots.
What a horrible example. That's like the worst example you gave the white guy who happened to be in the wrong place and got murdered by a bunch of black people.
Oh, fuck. All this news stories bleed together.
He was driving that truck and got pulled out, and they were breaking like bricks over his head.
Oh, they all look the same to you, don't they, Chris? The guy that drove OJ and the white guy that got beat up by a bunch of black people.
I don't see color. I'm colorblind. All right. One of these was an X-Man. Guess him.
Was it an X-Man's first name or his X-Man name?
His first name.
Isn't it always pronounced X-Men no matter...
Yeah, what is the grammatical...
Well, if there's an individual, one of the X-Men, you'd call him an X-Men. call him an X-Man.
But if it's a proper name, like, you wouldn't call...
Well, I think you would just change the wording around then to say, like, this guy was one of the X-Men.
Why don't you just say X-Man? That's a lot easier.
Because I don't think you're supposed to. Well, like, damn. I'm not being a dick. I'm just curious.
I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but if I see one of the X-Men around, I'll say, hey, there's an X-Men.
All right, whatever. Who cares? Who was it?
It's Xavier, Professor Xavier.
No. Snaps.
One of these was a famous wrestler.
Was a famous wrestler?
Yeah, WWF. The most famous WWF wrestler ever.
Hulk.
No. Oh, Terry.
Hogan.
No.
Who's Terry?
That's no. What I said, Terry.
It's not anything related to Hulk Hogan.
Brooke knows best.
It's another wrestler who knew Hulk Hogan.
Andre.
Yes.
Andre's not the most famous wrestler ever.
Of course he is.
You're crazy. What the fuck is wrong with him? Why did we both say Hulk Hogan if of course he is?
Because you were wrong.
Andre the Giant isn't even in the top five, I wouldn't say.
Andre the Giant's not in the top five? You're high.
Well, here's what we'll do. Danny, I want to hear your top five most popular WWE/F wrestlers of all time, and I'll give my
WWE.
Top five.
I didn't
and
say
Chris
WWE,
can give his top five last. Go.
All right, I'll say Hulk Hogan, The Rock.
Rock was in WWF.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to give a list here. Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Macho Man Randy Savage.
You're going to go The Rock over Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, I didn't know I was going in order. I'm sorry. I was just
I didn't know either.
Okay. Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, The Rock, Jake the Snake Roberts.
That's shocking.
Jeez, I don't know.
I'm a little bit blown away that the Ultimate Warrior is not on your list.
Oh, it is, of course. I'm sorry. I was blanking. The Ultimate Warrior is above Jake the Snake Roberts, and I don't even know if Jake the Snake's on there. I think he might be.
Well, I think he is to people our age.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure wrestling's been more popular in the last 5 years than it probably ever has.
That's why I threw The Rock on.
So I might even go The Rock and then Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I was thinking that. I honestly was, but I didn't want to.
With Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and The Ultimate Warrior. Or I might even throw The Undertaker in there before.
See?
I would put...
Okay, here's what I would do. Here's the, you're
get
right.
Rid of, get rid of Stone Cold and put The Undertaker.
Yep, there it is. It's
and, to you me, know, what's his name isn't in our top five.
Yeah, and I'm not
trying. I can't even think
of
his name right now. He's so irrelevant.
I'm not even trying to fuck around either. I'm on. That's honestly my list.
Do you realize that Hulk Hogan had to defeat Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3 to even become the champion that we know today? And also, I'm not talking about WWE and any of that bullshit. I said WWF, like the old days. Andre the Giant is the most popular wrestler ever. Then Hulk Hogan, close second, yes.
You're fucking crazy.
You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about.
You I know you're just trying
I'm
to defend
not.
Your point because you
no
decided
way.
To go with that.
We'll Google search this later.
Then what are we going to Google search who is the
most
popular?
People have opinions online, and they will all agree. Then Macho Man Randy Savage,
Ben, start
number
Googling
three.
Right now.
No, you know what? Here's what I'll even say.
Here's what we'll do. Ben, type in Hulk Hogan into Google and see how many results come up, and then type in Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant,
and see how many results come up.
15 years.
So think of all the news stories. He got a bunch more news than Hulk Hogan did.
I'm saying.
Exactly. He's been dead for 15 years, which is why he is not nearly as popular.
No.
Okay.
Who had a more decorated wrestling career?
Hulk Hogan has 2.7 million search results.
All right.
He was also in The Princess Bride, of extremely popular movie.
Andre the Giant has barely over a million.
Oh, this is a blowout.
Because he lives on in our hearts and minds. Not in our web searches.
Back in, what, 2003? And...
For details, exclusions, and...
Ladies and gentlemen, as many of you know, one of the legends last week passed away, and I'm referring to Andre the Giant. Andre, throughout his World Wrestling Federation career, provided many an exciting moment for both young and old alike. and his unique presence will surely be missed. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to ask you all to rise in tribute to a man who truly was one of a kind, Andre the Giant.
Guess it'll be one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend.
I'll see you again.
Close to being over.
You were my friend.
I'll see you again.
I will see you again.
When I climb back in the ring, you know we'll win this fight. I wish you were here at ringside to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we said together are still our guarantee.
Andre hurt very badly that night.
You were my friend.
He's in big trouble, and
this is not the end.
You know, the clock was ticking down. He died shortly after that, so.
be no survivor.